Yeah, I mean, there's engineers that get paid a lot of money to overcomplicate the hell out of everything to get an extra mile per gallon or, you know, whatever the case might be. But unfortunately, I have a vehicle that's completely mechanically sound that's sitting in my driveway right now because it's got a bad body control module. And we actually got like a lemon law case and got paid out for the rest of the lien, and now I don't know what to do with it. So I'm either going to scrap it or see if somebody wants to buy it and try to get it working again. But, yeah, it's like intermittent. It kind of goes in a limp mode at least once a day. You got to reset codes and things like that. But it's a bummer because it's actually a nice vehicle. It doesn't have any issues. It has, like, a tiny exhaust leak is the only issue it has. So, yep, got a lot of electronics that get older and who knows? I mean, it came from Louisiana. It could have been water damage. I have no idea. But, yeah, there's beauty to simplicity, but at the same time, all the modern technology does a lot of cool things, too.
Yeah, they take a nice, simple motor, and then you got to, like, add a variable valve timing and then a turbo and then, you know, some fuel-saving system that shuts down cylinders or turns the motor completely off as when you stop, and then you know, all sorts of monitoring that goes on and adjusts fuel ratios and all that kind of stuff, and it, you know, it just it's not real, can't have simplicity and have without the reliability.
Don't forget all the emissions stuff they put in there, too. Like sucking in crankcase fumes and, you know, feeding it back into the intake and clogging up your throttle body. And now you got these direct gasoline injection vehicles, and now the intake ports get all clogged up because there's nothing to clean all the crap out of the inside of the valves.
Yeah, and the irony with those direct injected motors is, you know, a lot of them, you know, now for whatever reasons, you know, to be more green or whatever, they want you to go, you know, 10,000 miles, you know, interchange, oil interchange intervals, and that's what's recommended from the factory, and, but, you know, running oil longer is what causes more, you know, of them fumes to be recirculated back, causing more, you know, of a buildup in your intake.